Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live at My Sister Code Radio Podcast. Sitting at the Queen's table with CEO founder Janita Jones and our beautiful stakeholder Queens. You can follow us on Facebook and Instagram at My Sister Code. Giving recognition to these beautiful queens, Nikki Reed, author D.N. Miller, Amelia Johnson, Sharita Newell, Tears Davis, Therese Sherrell, and Katara Polland. Crown on, Queen.
Hey, welcome, welcome. I'd like to welcome everybody to our book club this evening. And at this time, I'm going to go ahead and introduce our stakeholders. Sharita from Arizona.
Crown on, Queen.
Amelia from New Jersey. Katara from New York. Danielle from Pennsylvania.
Crown on, Queen.
Tyreek from Virginia. Okay, at this time, I'm going to discuss the book club rules. And as follows, number one is no talking while the host is talking. Two, reach everyone's view. Three, no negativity, please. Four, let's keep speaking at 1 to 2 minutes so everyone can have a chance to talk. Five, if you are not talking, please keep your phones on mute to eliminate noise so everyone can hear. And at this time, I'm going to turn it over to Deanne Miller.
Hello, everybody. I would like to introduce our book club host this evening, Miss Sharice, a.k.a. Reese, a.k.a. Miss Hollywood. I just want to thank you so much for gracing us with your presence, and I cannot wait for you to discuss your wonderful book. You have the floor, Queen.
Thank you. Thank you. It's such a pleasure to be here sharing with my fellow queens and the listeners about my project, about my baby, about my first book, one of many.
Awesome, awesome. So at this time, I just welcome everyone. This is Janita Jones, the founder of My Sister Co. It's a pleasure to have this book club host by our one and only author, Therese Sherrell. She is our stakeholder from Louisiana. Sherrell, I just love calling you Sherrell. It's like Sherrell Reese Hollywood. Just call you. It's like you have so many names, Reese, Sherrell. So, Miss Reese, let the audience know more about your book. Let us know exactly what we're going to be hearing and what we're going to be studying. Just let us know the intro. I'm going to go ahead and just turn this over to you. Miss Arthur, let us know about this book club, about your book. Let us know exactly how much the book costs. Where can we purchase your book? I'm just really excited. So at this time, go ahead and just pass the mic over to you, Queen.
Okay, thank you so much, Queen. Crown on. Before I do that, I want to let the listeners know who I am. So I am Therese Sherrell. I'm from New Orleans, Louisiana, born and raised. I am daughter of the Most High God. I'm a daughter. I'm a mother. I'm a sister. I'm a friend. I'm a motivator, I'm a minister elect, I'm a speaker, I'm a relationship coach, I'm a business owner, I'm a future wife, I'm a lot of things. But outside of those things, because those are titles, I am on my journey to becoming the woman that God created me to be. So my book is titled Live, Learn, Love with an Open Heart, Life Lessons on Cultivating Healthy and Meaningful Relationships. And I know that is a lot, But what's important to note about the book is there's a few important things to note about it, but the most important thing is to acknowledge and appreciate the variety of relationships. You know, when you hear the term of relationship, some people may immediately think of a partner or a spouse, but they don't really consider the other relationships, the relationships that we have with our family members, our friends, our finances, the relationship that we have with our children, ourselves, and the relationship that we have with God. So it was very important for me to share in this book that there are many types of relationships and that they take on different forms, and I break down the forms inside the book. So I speak about the familial, the casual, the platonic, the romantic, and even the professional relationships. And one thing that I like to say is, while all relationships are not created equally, each one has the power to teach us about life, ourselves, and how to deal with others. Because we can learn so many lessons from life and through our relationships, we discover who we really are. So if you look at the relationship that you been in or engaged in or encountered, it taught you something about yourself. You know, it made you realize that, you know, you had a strength in an area or even you had a weakness in an area. And it really made you look at yourself or that person or that situation differently. Relationships are crucial to the success or failure of every human being. Nothing and no one can exist alone in the world. And that part is very important because it takes me back to scripture when God made Adam and Eve. So, you know, he wanted Adam to have someone. He said, you know, everything he created was good. And then he was like, it is not good for the man to be alone. So that was the first time that he said that something was not good, you know, after the creation. And he placed Adam there, you know, for a purpose. And he didn't want Adam to be alone in fulfilling that purpose. So he created Eve for him. So that really speaks to the nothing and no one can exist alone in the world. So I know sometimes we may feel like we're alone in the world or feel like, you know, we're here by ourselves. But just remember that you have someone. God has placed you here for a reason and that you have someone to help you in this world. You have your helpmeet, and some of us have that person. We found that person. Those of you the married couples. And then there are those of us who haven't gotten there yet, but we are still on our journey. And when the time is right and the season is right, God will bless us with that person. But I say that relationships are the greatest lessons and blessings in our lives, whether good or bad.
Oh, wow, that is awesome.
Did I give you a lot?
No, that's perfect. No, that's perfect. I'm actually just, and you probably can hear my ice cream truck in the background. That is really great. I'm, like, looking forward to the book club series. I know our book club series is 6 weeks, and you will start the official one next Sunday, and I'm actually looking forward to this. So with the book, can you let us know how much the book costs? Where can we purchase the book? And I know it's important for everybody to have their book by next Sunday, and I can probably just go into details what the book club consists of and what is the book club series.
Okay.
Could you just let everybody know where they can purchase their book from?
Yes, well, you can purchase the book from me. You can go on my website, www.terriecherelle.com, and that is spelled TerrieceCherelle, and we can post it on our page. You can also get the book on Amazon, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble, both the paperback and the ebook version. The book is $20 with shipping and tax. It is $24.69. I also have my Cash App information, and that will be $, my name, TerrieceCherelle, spelled the same way, TerrieceCherelle. And I have PayPal as well, paypal.me/TerrieceR. A few other things I would like to share about the book. So the book is 9 chapters, and it is 3 sections, broken down 3 chapters per section. So just to give you a little overview, I start with living the life. So it's live, learn, love. So those are my 3 L's. And as you all know, you know, I like to speak with numbers and 3s and alliterations. So the first section is living the life. And under that section, I have chapters that I feel relate to living the type of life that I have led and currently leading. So my first chapter is Faith Is. And for me, everything begins with my feet. You know, everything begins with God because he is the Alpha and the Omega, the author and the finisher. This is where you really get an idea of me as it relates to my spiritual foundation, me as it relates to finding my purpose and fulfilling my purpose and passion, and just getting to understand my faith and why I have the faith that I do have. God is the ultimate relationship, and he wants to be the ultimate relationship. So for me, he's a perfect example of a relationship, because when you look at a relationship, any type, and you think about the components that it has in it, you think about, you know, forgiving, you think about loving, you think about honest, you think about trusting, you think about sacrifices, and God is the perfect example because, you know, he is all of those things, and he has done all of those things for his children. So that's where it begins for me, and that's just welcoming or inviting you all into my journey, and it starts with my faith and how my faith has developed throughout the years. The second chapter is titled Family Matters. And that, for me, is the first idea or concept that we have about relationships outside of God. You know, the next experience we have is with our families. And family isn't just birth family. Families that you are born into or adopted into. Families are, you know, by marriage, families or people, friends that you have that, you know, become family members. So it doesn't have to be your biological family. It can be by birth, by adoption, by marriage, but it's just, and it's not immediate. It extends to, you know, aunts, uncles, cousins, grandparents. You know, the family is so broad. It's not just mother, father, sister, brother. So I speak about the concept of family, and within those family relationships, I speak about having broken family relationships and how to mend them, because we know that everyone's experience with relationships may not be the same. So just acknowledging that some people come from a background, a family that's very supportive, you know, that's very encouraging, that instills those values in them, whereas other people may not have that background. So that's why they need the teachers and the mentors and the family friends, those people that are not considered their family, but they do those things for them. So in it, I address my most important familial relationships with my parents, with my grandmother, with my uncle, with my brothers, just giving you an in-depth into the different types of relationships and the roles that they play in our lives. So just bringing home, you know, those relationships. And I would like to share that the book is dedicated to my paternal grandmother, Maggie, who played a very important role in my life. And I just thought about the lessons that she taught me and the values that she instilled in me growing up, having a strong spiritual foundation and, you know, getting an education and being independent and believing in myself and not giving up on my goals and dreams. So those things were very important for me to share because I did have that support of family. I did have that encouragement. I did have those things that I needed, you know, at that time from a family. So just being mindful that while some people do not have it, there is still, you know, something good that can come from that. And also acknowledging how to mend the broken relationships that you may have from family members. Just learning that people are going to be who they are and just accepting them. But sometimes, you know how you have those family members, like some you can live with, some you can't live without, because you know how people can be who they are. But just recognizing those family members and just getting to understand them, and just, you know, allowing yourself to learn the lessons from even those family members. Then we go into chapter 3, which is friends and finances. I put friends and finances together because I wanted people to understand that friends are our chosen family. While we can't choose our family members, we can choose our friends, and the really good friends get promoted to family. So just understanding that God will place a person in your life at a time. It's not always a friend that you've known since childhood, elementary school, you know, high school or college, but sometimes he brings people in your life later, and they serve that purpose, and you develop that relationship. So it's not a time frame on relationships. and the value that they can have in your life. Excuse me, I just had to run down with this. Finances. I get people with that one because they don't really consider finances as a relationship. But when you think about your understanding and how our culture has not been taught the value of money and saving and investing, and you'll see why it's important to have a relationship with your finances. On the spiritual side of it, I speak about tithing, being a tither, being a giver, just being a good steward of what God has given you, because if we want to have more, you know, then we have to manage what we currently have. So we have to know that we are able to manage what we have before He'll bless us with more. Okay. You want to say anything about that?
Awesome, awesome. No, that's good. I'm just listening. It's just so much information that you have in this book that's going to be very informative to the audience and also with myself. I'm just excited to, you know, start this book club series immediately. Just going back to the book.
I haven't even finished.
Oh, well, you paused for a second. I thought you was waiting on me. I didn't know why you was pausing. I'm sorry.
I wanted to pause before I went through. So that's the first section. You know, that's the living a life section we're speaking about. So for me, those are the things that, you know, we do to live the life. You know, those are the early experiences. So then we move on to section two. This is where we learn the lessons that life has taught us. So in this section, there are three more chapters, and the first one is choices, chances, and changes. So I speak about now we've gotten a little older, so we are just thinking about how our choices affect us. Not only, and you can, you know, you can chime in with this part. The choices that we make today not only affect us today, but they can affect us, you know, weeks, months, years down the road. But they not only affect us, they can affect other people as well. So in this chapter, I really break down just learning to appreciate and be mindful of the choices we make. I have a quote by Zig Ziglar. You must make a choice to take a chance or your life will never change. So every day we wake up, every day that God wakes us up and blesses us to see another day, we make a choice. We have a choice. We choose, you know, where we wear to work. We choose what we eat for breakfast. We choose our, you know, transportation, where we're going to work, where we're going to live. So those are choices that we make. But outside of that, you can also choose the relationships that you want to engage in. You can choose the people that you want to interact with and that you want to experience life with. So just like you can choose to be in a relationship that's healthy, meaningful, and mutually beneficial, because that's the type of relationships we want, you can also choose not to be in relationships that are not fulfilling your needs and that are not healthy and that are not mutually beneficial to you. So it's just about making personal decisions that are going to reflect who you are and the person that you want to be. And one big thing I said I'll share before is acknowledge, accept, adjust. And that's very big for me because there comes a point in time in life when, you know, we have to go through our evaluation, our self-evaluation phase. And we look at, you know, some choices that we made, you know, maybe that were good and some that were not so good. But even the ones that weren't so good, we don't have to beat ourselves up about them. That was just, you know, a decision that we made. We were going through something in life. Life happened. So now that you've made the choice, okay, you acknowledge it. Okay, this is what I did. This is where I am in life. You accept. Not accepting in a way that you're kind of, you know, compromising, but accepting, okay, this is what it is now. But I know that there's more. I know that there's better. I know that there's greater. And then you adjust. So what is it that I need to do to get to the next level? How can I make myself a better person or put myself in that position, you know, to attract those things that I want in my life? So everyone has to do this for themselves at the time that they need to do it. But the first step, you know, that's like if you have an addiction or a deficiency or, you know, an illness, you have to acknowledge it. You know, most people are in denial about their issues. But when you acknowledge them, then, okay, I have this deficiency, you know, and it's not always a bad thing. It doesn't always have to be a bad thing that you're acknowledging. You know, it could be something that's, you know, kind of neutral. Okay, well, this is something that I need to work on. And you'll often find that people will give you those signs of those things. And the funny thing that I've learned is that people can, they'll give you confirmation. And that's why I say acknowledging is not always a bad thing. So let's say someone makes a comment or says something about you. And it could be a good thing. It doesn't have to be a bad thing. And then you'll find someone else totally unrelated that comes back and says the same thing or something similar. So you're like, okay, well, so so-and-so told me the same thing. So, you know, now for me, that's like, okay, two different people then said this thing. So let me, you know, really evaluate. Let me think about it. You know, could it be true? And it, like I said, it could be a good thing or sometimes a not so good thing. But it's a thing that makes you evaluate, you know, that particular situation or that particular quality or characteristic about yourself. So that goes for me with just making choices and just acknowledging that our choices not only affect us, but can affect others, and that they can have consequences that outlast a choice. And I realize that true power lies within us and the choices we make. We have the power. And writing a book just really gave me back that power. And sometimes we don't realize that we give up the power, you know, for different people or different relationships or just not knowing. We just realize, or we don't realize, that we do have this power. So writing this book really made me realize that I had the power. And even at the times when I relinquished it or gave it up knowingly or unknowingly, I could still get it back because it was always mine. So in that, I just, you know, want to encourage people about making good choices, and even if they make not so good choices, not to beat themselves up, but to learn about it. Because life really is about learning, learning from the mistakes you've made and, you know, trying not to make the same ones down the road. So then we get to chapter 5, commitment to cultivating relationships. And here is when I break down the different types of relationships, giving you a definition of relationships, and giving you some components or elements of what I believe constitute a healthy, successful relationship. So that's the communication, of course, we know. There's the respect, the trust, the honesty, the commitment, the support, the forgiveness. So while all of these are, you know, this isn't an all-inclusive list because they're pretty much, there are more things that go into a relationship, but I think that these are like, you know, the basic foundation. Your relationship should have these things, and it can have some other things because we know that all relationships are not created equally. But if you want a relationship that's going to be healthy, or if you look at people who have healthy, successful relationships, they pretty much have these things and more. So just knowing what you do and don't want is very important, and being able to communicate that and just being committed to it. Because when we're in relationships, you know, it's for a reason. I mean, we're not in a relationship with a person just because we want to waste time. At some point in time, we had some type of feeling. You know, they made us feel some type of way, or we felt, you know, that it was a good business deal. So we wanted to engage in that relationship at some point in time because we thought that was beneficial to us. And, of course, you know, it was something that was good. Now, the flip side of relationship, you hear me say mutually beneficial, and that's very important because it can't be a one-sided street. It's not a one-way street, it's a two-way street. So you want it to be beneficial for you just as the other party wants it to be beneficial and healthy for them. So that comes with a compromise. It's not going to be my way all the time. It's not going to be his way all the time. There will be times when we have to compromise, and that goes with, you know, with your children, with your family, at your job. It's going to be a give and take no matter what type of relationship it is. But when I say compromise, I don't mean compromise your values or your beliefs. You know, compromises, it relates to, okay, you pick movie tonight, I pick the dinner. But definitely we should never compromise our values or our beliefs for the sake of someone else. I speak about the power of connection and being connected to the right person at the right time. And I think that's very big for us in life, you know, just in any aspect, whether it's with organizations, people, jobs. It's just being connected. And you will know that. It'll be a divine connection. I speak about things being in alignment. Everything has to be in alignment for us to work out. So if you meet the right person at the wrong time, it's not going to work. If you meet the wrong person at the right time, it's not going to work. So you have to meet the right person at the right time for the situation to work out, and then that's when you'll know it's in alignment and that it's going to be okay. Just trying to get past that. So the next chapter is communication is a key, which we know is a big thing. So that's just learning how to have effective communication, because not all communication is effective. Just really learning what is considered effective communication and learning how to communicate, because there are different forms of communication. There's verbal, written, nonverbal, and visual. So you know how you can say something, but your body language kind of shows something different. You're rolling your eyes, you're in your cell phone, biting your fingernails, watching TV, not really interested. Those are also forms of communication, and they're showing a person that you're not really interested in what they're saying. What they're saying is not important, and we know that, you know, that can create an issue. So it's just being mindful of the communication that we use, knowing the form that we like, and also knowing the form of our partner, our children, you know, our friends, our family members, our business associations, learning their communication skills and things that ways that they like to communicate are really important if you want to make sure that you maintain the healthy relationship. So section three, this is the end. This is when we're loving the legacy. So after we've lived and we learn, now we are learning the legacy. We're loving the person that God has created us to be. We're loving the lessons and blessings of life and the relationships. So chapter seven is one of my favorite chapters. It's time is of the essence. And time is just one of those things that has always fascinated me. It's like, where does it come from? Where does it go? Because we always feel like we never have enough time. 24 hours really isn't a long time to accomplish all that we have to do. We wake up, you know, we pray, we go to work, we come home, we see the kids, we watch TV. You know, we work on our businesses and our organizations with our sister girl, Sister Cole. We talk on the phone. So it seems like it's never, you know, enough time to accomplish what we want. But on the flip side of that, time is always passing us by. You know, time is something, it's like a mystery to me. Like, it just goes. It just comes and goes. And it really brings me to a different side when I think about life and death, because, you know, everyone has a time. Everything has a time and a season. So just as we're all here now, there will be a time when we are no longer here. So time is something that I try to be mindful of, especially as it relates to relationships, because we know that time is something we can't get back. You know, once it's gone, once you've lost it or spent it or used it, it's no longer. You can't rewind, oh, let me go back, you know, let me go back. And I really had a come to Jesus full circle moment with time a few months ago when I lost a friend, a male friend that was, you know, very, very, you know, important in my life. And it was like he was here one day and he was gone the next. You know, you've heard that term. And it was something that, you know, just really got to me, because I'm like, wow. And it hit home for me because I was being who I am, you know, working on a book, you know, doing this, doing that, being, you know, Therese Hollywood, Reese, all these things. And he wanted more time, and I was working on a book, and I was doing this, and I was speaking, and it just made me think that we have to be more mindful of how we spend our time and have a healthy balance of time, because we make time for those things that are important to us. And it wasn't that he wasn't important to me, but I was working on my goals. You know, I was working on some things that were also important. So, you know, he was there one day, and, you know, the next, I'm like, okay, well, we can go out next weekend. We can do this next weekend. And then next weekend came, but he wasn't there. And that was a really, I guess, pivotal moment in my life when I realized that, hold up, time is going by. And while, you know, working on your dreams and goals, you know, that's great. You have a family, you have friends, you have other things that are equally important that require your time, you know, that want some of your time. You can't be, you know, you can't do this all the time. So that's when I really thought about maintaining a healthy balance, having effective time management. Yes, work on your dreams, you know, yes, you know, spend time with your family and friends. You have to have your self-care time. So it's just finding that healthy balance. And like I said, that was, although I knew those things, when that happened, it was really like, hold up, you're doing too much. Slow down a little bit and really evaluate what you're doing with your time. You know, where are you going with your time? Are you really giving time to your daughter? Are you spending enough time with her? You know, you want to write and speak, and she wants, mommy, let's do something. And you know, there are some times when you make those sacrifices, especially if you're a single parent or entrepreneur, you know, or doing those things that you know you're trying to do to make a better life for you and your family, but they don't always understand. And, you know, whether I put it down for an hour, you know, it really wasn't going to get me any further or behind than when I procrastinate and waste time on my own doing other things. So I really want you all to, when you get it, to think about that. And every chapter, you know, may speak to people differently, but I really want you all to think about time and how we use our time and how we can better practice being more effective with our time and making sure that we're scheduling time for those things and people that are important to us. So I wanted to share that personal story about time, because too much or too little time in relationships can prove disastrous. You know, they can't be give me all your time, but you have to give them enough time that you are able to. So that's really helping us to gain a deeper appreciation of relationships by giving those things their time. Chapter 8 is true to me, and it's another one of my favorite chapters because it's just getting back to being true to who we are, who God created us to be, not the person we portray to others, not who people think we are, not who we think we are, but being our true authentic selves with our vulnerabilities, with our faults, flaws, and failures, just accepting us for who we are. And when we do that, it helps me because although we're not perfect, we are created in the image and likeness of God. So in his sight, we are perfect. But, you know, sometimes we want to be perfectionists. We want to, you know, wear all our crowns. But we just have to be true to who we are, and that means not compromising our beliefs and values for others. That means really liking and loving ourselves. And, of course, there's nothing wrong with getting better. I strive to get better all the time, you know, in my health, in my spirituality, in my finances, and in my relationships, in my mind. So it's always a striving to be better, but it's also just loving you and embracing yourself for your faults, flaws, and failures because we all have them. But even with them, we are perfect in God's sight. And just being able to see ourselves and seeing others the way God sees us really helps us to better appreciate the relationships that we have with people. So that's another chapter, and I'll break it down into more relationships and speaking about some components of relationships in there. I just want to share one of the quotes that I have. The best relationships are those that encourage you to be yourself, nothing more and nothing less. There is value in being involved with people who love you despite your faults, flaws, and failures. Even despite being imperfect, different, beautiful, and not so beautiful. They accept you for who you are, and they don't try to change you. They just simply want to be with you and constantly speak into your life as they want the best version of you. So I want you all to think about relationships that you all have been in or currently in and see if it measures up to what this person wants, the best relationships. You know, like I said, all relationships are not created equally. You know, some are good and others are not so good and they end, but it's about learning a lesson. It's about learning a lesson and the blessings that they teach us that helps us to really gain a deeper appreciation. Even once the relationship ends, it served its purpose. And we know that, you know, it was there for a reason. The last chapter is Transforming Light. It's chapter 9. And this is just where we become beacons of light and hope for others. This is where we let God's light shine in and through us so that we can give others hope that, you know, they can love again, they can live again, they can be the best version of themselves even after their relationship ended, even after they had the divorce. They can still be the person that God intended them to be. God can still use them for his glory. And it's also an encouragement to let your light shine. I mean, you know, I'm going to let this little light of mine shine, 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 let it shine. So even in those moments, it's just letting that light shine because sometimes we do allow or consider allowing others to dim our light or to dull our sparkle. And I share an instance and situation in the book that I consider letting someone dim my light and dull my shine. And it was funny because, as you all know and share, my nickname is Hollywood. And not in a conceited way, but stars are made to shine. That's why God created it. So Hollywood, you know, as a place, but Hollywood to me is a star, is a part of my personality. So I'm like, well, why, if God created me to be a star, why wouldn't I let it shine? Why, nobody wants to look in the sky and see a dull star that they can't see. So So that's the way that we should allow God to use us and use our lives to let the light that he gives us shine through us so that others can see his light and they'll want some of the light and that they can come over to them. And also I reference the Wizard of Oz. I just gave you a whole everything. But I reference the Wizard of Oz in the book as well and how we're all on a journey and how our journey is all connected and how God places people in our lives for a reason, a season, a lifetime. But it's just learning to embrace the journey and the people that we meet along the way so that we can reach our full potential, that we can reach our destination. We can reach our home, the place that we were always meant to be. So that is Live, Learn, Love in a nutshell, broken down, all 9 chapters, all 3 sections. Janita?
Awesome. Yes, yes, yes. Want to make sure you was done.
Girl, awesome. I talked long enough, you don't think? Yeah, I'm done.
I didn't want to interrupt. I'm like, okay, let me make sure she's done. Okay, that is awesome. It was so much information, and it's good to, you know, receive so much information because, you know, as a audience and also as, you know, I'm all into book clubs and, you know, reading books and understanding, but just making sure I get a clear concept of what's going to be taught. So you gave it to us. You let us know each chapter. And, no, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. And what I get from this is that, you know, it's a self-help book.
Yes.
No, it's going to help us through our life journal, and that's a good thing. So I'm excited for this. I'm going to open up the lines to see if any of the ladies have any questions. I'm excited for this book club series. I'm actually excited for the book as well. Let me go ahead and open up the lines for any questions. I'm opening up all lines because this is our intro for book club series, and the book club host is Miss Terry Sherelle. At this time, I'm going to have to probably call young ladies out because if I wait, I won't get no response. So at this time, do you have any questions for our upcoming book club, Sherita? Okay, let me move on to the next. Any questions for our upcoming book club series, Miss Nikki?
Hi, yes, I do. Therese, would you be, like, as each series goes on, would you be assigning us assignments to do, things to work on, so we can engage in the book?
Yes, I do. So I actually have a workbook that's interactive. So for each section and each chapter, I do have some questions and lessons that I'll be teaching you. Of course, I want you, you know, to draw your own once you read those particular chapters. But I do have some questions that I want you to do, like a self-evaluation and think about those particular things as it relates to that particular chapter and section.
Okay, awesome. I'm ready.
Thank you.
That's a good question. See, we're used to these book clubs.
Thank you.
That's the right question Nikki asked because we usually get assignments and homework and we want to make sure we turn our homework in on time and we don't want to look crazy. You ask us, like, what is the answer to this? So very good, Queen, very good. Author Dan Miller?
Yes, hi. This is Author Dan Miller. And I just wanted to say great job, Miss Hollywood. You know, we have had discussions before, and we talked about, you know, the different relationships. And I just want to say that this is so important and it's so necessary because sometimes, you know, as women or women of God, you know, sometimes we tend to neglect the other relationships. Far as whether it's with our children, you know, our spouse, even with ourselves, having a relationship with ourselves is also very important. And I know sometimes it could be hard trying to manage all those different relationships, but it's very necessary because well, you got to have a healthy realm, you know, having a good relationship with God, with yourself, with your children, you know, even having a relationship, you know, with your work. So it's very necessary, you know, that people get your book. My book is actually in the mail. It should be coming sometime this week. And I cannot wait to read it. I can't wait to get the journal. And like I said before,
we have had
discussions about this. And, you know, it has helped me be able to, you know, balance out these different relationships that we have. And a lot of people, they sometimes don't think about that. They see one side. Oh, well, you know, I got a relationship mm-hmm. with my husband, or I got a good relationship with my kids. But they don't think about all these other things that come into play.
Right.
So that's very, very necessary. Also, like you said, you know, I like how you say you call yourself Hollywood, Miss Hollywood. Why not shine bright? You know what I mean? And I love how you talk about you manifesting. You manifesting, not just say it, but you believe it. And that's what I love about you, you know?
Thank you.
So I just want to say thank you.
Yes, I like when you said that, too. Let myself shine, Miss Hollywood. I'm like, okay, now I get the concept.
Thank you so much, not in a conceited, arrogant kind of way, but, you know, just a way for you to think about it. But, yes, thank you. I do share that part, too. So you'll see that part in the book. But thank you, Queen. I appreciate it, Danielle. Thank you.
No problem. And not just, you know, we know you're not conceited.
Exactly.
It's a good thing to think highly of yourself, because if you don't think highly of yourself, how you going to convince other people to think highly of you? You know, you got to put your own price tag
right.
on yourself, and it starts with you. So when you I don't think of you as being conceited. I think of you as being confident, honey. And it shows in your attitude, and that's what I love about you. You're confident. You're one confident woman, and that's good.
Thank you. Thank you, you're Queen. Good.
Awesome. At this time, we have Miss Amelia.
Hi, buddy.
Hi, buddy.
So I'm excited about the book. I like that you built this book on a platform where, you know, it could be utilized with my children, with my husband, with my sister queens here, with my work there. So I just really mm-hmm. can't wait to get my book to be able to share, you know,
thank
because
you.
Sometimes we think that one relationship works with that certain person, and, you know, given this opportunity to get these tools to be able to fine-tune building relationships is something I am very, very excited about sharing. I mean, we had an instant connection, you know, and that doesn't happen that often in this world, but when it does, it is truly a blessing, so I can't wait to be able to share some of this stuff with you in this book club.
Oh, thank you, buddy. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, so we do have a caller with the last four digits, 1699, and she's calling from your area code, Miss Reese 504. Do you have any comments?
Yes, hi. My name is Serge Lynn Francois. I was just calling to support Hollywood. I am excited to be a part of this book club, and hopefully I have time to do the homework assignments.
Oh, thank you, Serge. That's my Eastern Star sister, so that's another reason that Hollywood is a star, and that's all they know me as is Hollywood. So thank
that
you so much
correct.
For your support and getting on. I didn't know that you were going to be able to make it, but I'm glad that you are here and looking forward to you remaining with us for the next 6 weeks or whenever you can. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Awesome. So I'm going back to Miss Sharita. Sharita, are you there?
Yes, I'm sorry. I think something's wrong with my connection. I just want to say I look forward to diving into this book with you. We've had several conversations in regards to the book, and you've made references to the book, so now I just can't wait to put the pieces of the puzzle all together. Thank you for, you know, being open and being able to, you know, break down these topics so that it's relatable in every aspect of our life. This is going to be a life-changing book, not only for myself, for others. So I really look forward to this series.
Oh, thank you, Rita Boo. I look forward to you joining me and taking this journey with me, you know, for yourself as well. Like you said, this is a journey that we all must take. but we're going to take it together because we're going to have those moments when we think about those relationships that were good, and then we're going to think about those relationships that were not so good. But like I say, the biggest thing for me is the lessons and blessings. No matter if it didn't work out, we learned something from it. You know, we had the child. We got the blessing. However the blessing came, we got it, and it's very important to acknowledge that and appreciate it. And I break down, you know, the reason, season, lifetime people, you know, the problem or issue that we make. We try to place people in the wrong category. And that's very, I think we all have done that at some point in time. You know, we had a kid, we had a history, you know, we loved them, they made us feel good. And we wanted to make them something that they were not meant to be. So when the time came and it was time to end, you know, we didn't know how to let go. You know, we experienced that heartache and pain because we didn't realize that, hey, they were here for a reason or a season. You know, I taught them something, they taught me something. And even with jobs, you know, it's not just as with a job. You were there, you know, to learn what you could learn, you know, to give what you could give. And then, you know, maybe they let you go. You know, maybe you left because the time had come. And it's not always a bad thing. It's not always a bad thing. For me, it's a form of growth and maturity. You know, we're meant to grow. You can't stay in the same place forever. You shouldn't want to. You know, you should want to experience growth and elevation and, you know, maturity at some point in time. And, you know, some people reach their point at different times in their lives just based on who they are and the situations that they experience. But I think the goal is to get better in all areas of our lives. And I believe that this book will do that if it helps you to really appreciate relationships and also yourself, because one of the biggest relationships to me outside of the relationship with God is the relationship with yourself. Because how can I love you if I don't love myself? How can I show you how to love me if I don't love myself and have a high, you know, self-esteem and self-worth and value? That means whatever you do to me, I'm going to accept if I don't, you know my value and my worth. So knowing those things and being true to who God created us to be is going to help us as women, as mothers, as entrepreneurs, you know, as businesswomen, as employees, as everything that we are with all the crowns that we wear is going to help us be better, you know, holistically in every area. Even men, you know, it's not just for women. Of course, I have more women that read it than men, but it's not, you know, just for women because men deal with the same thing in relationships. But the difference, I believe, between us and them is they don't know how to express themselves because, you know, women are, men are taught, hey, be the man, can't cry, you know, can't show emotion, you know, stuff like that. So they don't really know how to express themselves. They don't know how to communicate because society has taught them to be hard. You know, don't be sensitive. Don't cry. You know, don't show a soft side. So women by nature, we're nurturers. You know, we're I don't want to say soft, but we're nurturers. So we're sympathetic and empathetic. So we do have that soft side, that sensitive side, that emotional side that men aren't really able to express because of society.
Awesome. Wow. I'm excited. I'm definitely excited. You are giving us some nuggets.
But I'm
going to
give y'all too much, and y'all be like, well,
yes,
I need to buy the book, and she didn't tell me. Y'all still going to buy my book, and y'all still going to participate in this book club. But it's just so much. You know, I get so passionate about it.
Yes, 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 yes.
I just
well,
get so passionate
everybody's
about it.
Unmuted. So, I mean, this is awesome. I'm ready. I am actually
ready.
Do you have an idea of what chapter we'll be learning next Sunday so we can be prepared if we do get our book this week?
Well, I'm going to say, I mean, we're going to start from the top to the bottom. I want to start where faith is because there may be some people on the line that may be struggling with that faith. You know, especially during this time with COVID-19 and with the pandemic and with the government, you know, not knowing if we're going to have jobs or, you know, benefits. That's something that we may be struggling with, even as Christians. I know that sometimes there are moments when we lose faith. You know, it's not that we don't have it, but, hey, it's like, God, what are you doing? You know, I don't have a job. I have to, you know, pay these bills. I don't have any insurance. So this is something for me, like I said, of course, it's the very first chapter. I prefer to go in order if we could. you know, and just work from the top to the bottom. But I do believe that faith is very important, especially at this time. And we're going to, you know, dive deep into it and work out the issues that we have and really understand why faith is so important and how we can strengthen our faith. You know, if you don't have it, that's fine. By the end of this book, by the end of this chapter, you're going to have some type of faith in God and yourself. You're going to believe in something and somebody. And I'm going to help you.
That's right.
I'm going to help you get this faith together.
Yes,
right,
babe, I love it. I love it. I'm excited. I'm excited, ladies. I mean, we haven't had a book club. When was the last time we had our book club, Danielle and Nikki or Amelia?
Ooh, it's been a minute.
It's been about a month. Because we were finished maybe like the end of May, maybe June-ish. It ain't been that long, y'all.
Book club host.
Yes, it has.
It was Mavis. It was Mavis, wasn't it?
Right. Yeah, we're ready. We're definitely ready.
This is a book for y'all to be ready. We got to do some work now. You know,
yeah.
I know
right,
there were different
ready.
Books in the past, but this is one that's going to really require us. I ain't going to give y'all that much work now, but, you know, it's really going to help you evaluate. So when we get into the next business, you know, relationship or partnership, when we go to the next job, even if we get that next, you know, relationship, we're going to make sure that we know what it is that we want going into it. We're going to be able to have effective communication. You know, we're going to, you know, I don't want to say put it all out there, but we're definitely going to be mindful of the choices we make, and we're not going to waste any time because, you know, time is of the essence and we don't have that much. So those are things that are going to, you know, help us in these relationships. And if it ain't, can't waste my time with it. Sorry. Because then we'll have, you know,
right,
you'll look back and you'll be like, oh, my God, you know, this was 5, 10 years, and you know that person wasn't right for you. You know that wasn't the job you're supposed to be on because it didn't help you, you know, achieve your purpose and your passion. We, you know, just doing things just for the sake of doing them. And God wants us to live a purposeful life, you know, a life where we can have everything that our heart desires. He said he will give us the desires of our heart. So if we just wasting time with people that don't deserve us and don't understand us and don't really know us like God knows us, that's why I say he's the perfect relationship. He has that perfect person that he's created for each and every one of us. Now, some of us, like our sister Amelia, has found that person, and that's wonderful. That's a beautiful thing. And some the rest of us, like myself, and I'm currently a single woman. Notice I say currently, but I don't know how long that's going to be because somebody might be trying to take me off the market, but I'm only getting off the market. I ain't coming off the market for nobody. I'm just keeping it real with y'all. I ain't coming off the market for nobody.
Man, y'all
Now the rest of us, you know, there's hope now. There's hope, Janita. We got some hope, sister. But I ain't coming off the market if they ain't right. If they ain't right, babe, I'm bye. Thank you. Next train going in the next direction. I ain't coming off the market anymore.
Girl, yes. I am excited. Well, ladies, before we do thank you, I want to first do final remarks, and then from there, Miss I'm about to call you Sherelle, see?
She'll know what to call me.
Miss Reese, you can go ahead and close it with finals, and then we're going to have Sherita to close it out with thank you. So at this time, each queen, please do your final remarks and comments, and let's be ready for next Sunday. It's all yours, Miss Reese.
Woo, I'm so excited.
Yes, I'm excited too, Queen.
So, Perry?
Yes.
I just want to say thank you for sharing your book with us. Thank you for volunteering to do, accepting to do this book club with us. We feel that this will be beneficial not only for us, but for everyone who participates in this book. We wish you nothing but mounds and mounds and mounds of success with this book. And I think I speak for my fellow Sister Code stakeholders is when I say that we are behind you 100%.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it, Queen. Crown on. Yay!
Queen.
Miss Amelia.
You doing final remarks?
Reese, I can't wait to get started. I may have, you know, I found mine late in life, but, you know, with this relationship,
is still something that we're working towards making it better. And I am happy to be able to take this time to use your book to better this relationship that I have with my marriage. I mean, I'm just still a newlywed. I'm sorry. But with that being said, you know, even married people still need to build relationships, you know. So
yes,
I can't wait to use this book to take my marriage to another level. And thank you for giving me that chance to do that.
So much. I appreciate it. I'm glad.
Nick Mac Patty Wack.
That's my nickname.
Ready, and I'm definitely looking forward to getting started, you know, because y'all know I love to read. That's my passion, that's my desire. If you take my book, get a grumpy person. So I'm definitely excited and cannot wait to get these jewels that you're going to be giving us.
Thank you. And I will be contacting you about my review after. You know, that's in the work. We already spoke about it. So, yes, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. All right. I'm ready.
Thank you.
Miss Arthur Deanne Miller.
I just want to say that I cannot wait to receive my book. And with all the jewels that you have been dropping, you know, it's not just for, you know, the relationship that we have with our significant other, but also building relationships around us. You know, and that's what I really like about this. That's what I really like about you being a life coach. You know, we've talked about this, and it has your information has helped me a lot. You know, recognizing our strengths, recognizing our weaknesses, and learning how to communicate effectively. You know what I mean? And I think that that's one of my biggest goals is learning how to communicate effectively. Everything isn't always going to be perfect. Everything isn't always going to be right. And we're not going to always get what we want. But when we learn and understand the logistics of everything, then that makes life a lot more easier. And so I cannot wait to get your book, and I cannot wait to, you know, learn and be open to the things that you have to teach us so things could be a lot better, you know, with my relationships that I have with people also. So I just want to say thank you, Queen.
All right. Thank you so much, Queen. Looking forward to it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
At this time, Ms. Denise. Yes. At this time, well, before you close out, let me give you my final remarks. I'm looking forward to financial relationship.
Are we all, girl?
Yes. I think I'm pretty well with the relationship with my faith. Very good in that area. Mm-hmm. But it's the finance. I want to be able to, you know, flip money a little bit more. You know, I'm all about business
yes.
and revenue, so I want to see exactly what can I learn in that area. So I'm excited. I'm hoping that that will be one of the chapters that we can discuss, but I'm actually excited for your book club series this next Sunday. And I just thank you so much
thank
for being
you.
A part of our team.
Thank you so much. It is an honor and a pleasure. You ladies have been great and supportive and welcoming, and I've had, you know, conversations with each of you regarding this and outside. So I definitely am blessed to be a part of this organization. Thank you all. And one thing I would like to leave the listeners with is there is nothing more beautiful or greater than an open, loving heart. When our hearts are open, we can both give and receive, because it's important to give. It's not about what we can give. So when our hearts are open, we can both give and receive that pure, unconditional love of God. For God is love, and since we are made in his image and likeness, we too are love. With open hearts, hands, and minds, we can begin to experience the fullness of God and live our best lives. So I just want you to think about that, you know, living a life that God has designed and created for us, and just having your heart open, because, you know, we laugh about the live, learn, love, and the LLL, but the biggest part of that is with an open heart. If your heart is not open, no matter how you're living or what you're learning or who you're loving, is not going to be right. So that's the biggest thing for me, just making sure that no matter what you're doing, you're living, learning, and loving, and you're sharing these lessons to help others not make the same mistakes we made in our choices and our relationships. So I thank you all for your time. I'm looking forward. Next week, come back, same time, same place. We will post the information on our page, Sunita, the book club page, the book club page, as opposed to where you can get the book, the price, the cost, and please reach out to me, Facebook, Instagram. I am Terry Sherrell, Facebook Terry Sherrell. I also have a page for the book Live, Learn, Love, and I look forward to having you all join us for this book club series next Sunday.
Crown on, Queen.
Crown on.